A big story from yesterday. 25 South Africans who were caught up in a bus explosion in Egypt have now arrived home. Their bus was targeted yesterday near the Grand Egyptian Museum. It's actually not far from the pyramids of Giza. Three other South Africans who were injured in the blast remain in hospital. This is not the first time that tourists have been attacked in that country. On the line is Jasmin Opperman, director of TRAC. Now, TRAC stands for Terrorism Research and Analysis Consortium. Good afternoon, Jasmin. Welcome to the XG Show.
Good afternoon, Ray, and good afternoon to your listeners.
Now, Jasmin, what do we know about those who attacked this bus?
The problem is that there has been no official claim to credit, as I've seen yet this morning, but all pointers direct to the Islamic State in Egypt itself. That means the soldiers of the Egyptian Caliphate, and they must not be confused with the Islamic State in Sinai. These are two different groups operating in that area.
Right. What do they want? Because you also had the Muslim Brotherhood, and I remember there was this massive crackdown on them. What exactly do they want from the Egyptian government?
It's not only a question of what they want. They're hitting the tourism sector. Let me start there, because they want to dent the tourism sector, which contributes 20% to the GDP. But if you go back to al-Baghdadi's last video release, the jihad is continuing. The geographical area must be expanded. ISIS has to announce its presence in all areas, because at the end of the day, we are talking about an extremist ideology that wants to see world domination.
Okay, I don't mean to cause alarm, but what you've just said versus what happened yesterday, I mean, South Africans and other tourists in Egypt must be wondering about their security.
Yes. I think what we need to take care of here is it's not because they were South Africans. We've seen with the previous attack where we had Vietnam tourists being targeted. So the target, South Africans being on the bus, was a sad coincidence. But security, whenever people are planning to travel, I want to advise them to make sure what the security situation is, to make sure what the government stand is and their security preparation, and also to prepare in case something like this happens, who to contact, what to do, and keep in touch with your family at all costs. Yeah. Make sure they know exactly where you are. And I'm not only talking Egypt, I'm even talking Europe and the Middle East.
What is the government there, though, doing to ensure security? I mean, surely they're saying we're going to put troops onto the streets. We're going to make sure that tourists are safe.
Let's just remind ourselves, we sit with a government that has come to power by means of nothing else but a military coup. They are using stringent security measures, hence their success against local revolutionary groups that only target their officials and their soldiers, like Assam, as a case in point. And hence, they are relying on a military security approach in dealing with the matter. But they're standing amongst the population. They respond by declaring the Muslim Brotherhood a terrorist organization. Their close association with Donald Trump is just making them a convenient target.
Right, Jasmin, we'll have to leave it there, I'm afraid. That does sound very, very concerning. That's Jasmin Opperman, from the director of TRAC, that's Terrorism Research and Analysis Consortium.